Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Saint Bernard, Abbot and Doctor. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Dwelling in Possibility.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields, for my name's sake, will receive 100-fold, and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." We used to have a handyman who worked at our mother house. His name was Dick. He could do anything. Once I asked him if it would be possible for him to repair something for me. He said, "Of course, all things are possible. The impossible just takes a little longer." Maybe that's how the followers of Jesus felt when he gave them the image of a camel passing through the eye of a needle. Impossible? Not for God. Even the rich can enter the kingdom of God if they have faith, if they're willing to let go of all their material belongings. Following Jesus is an all-or-nothing proposition. My father asked me once, "Who paid my medical and dental bills?" I said, "Of course, the community does." And he continued, "Well, what about food and rent and travel?" I repeated, "The community does." He said, "That's a good deal. All your expenses are covered by the community, and all you have to do is give your entire life." Yes, it's a good deal, I guess, and the promise is enticing. Everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields, for my name's sake, will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. Any of us in religious life knows what that means. When we entered, however long ago, none of us could have imagined the bounty of God's goodness in providing us with multiple opportunities for prayer, study, ministry, and community. Who could have dreamed of the chances we have had to learn, travel, and meet so many wonderful people? Interesting that Mark, in his gospel, mentions that the 100-fold will also include persecutions. By the way, it won't exactly be a walk in the park. It's an all-or-nothing proposition. Perhaps the greatest gift Jesus offers his followers is the gift of infinite possibility. Are we willing to risk it? A poem by Emily Dickinson. I dwell in possibility. I dwell in possibility, a fairer house than prose, more numerous of windows, superior for doors, of chambers as the cedars, impregnable of eye, and for an everlasting roof, the gambrels of the sky. Of visitors the fairest, for occupation this, the spreading wide of narrow hands to gather paradise.